Hey everybody, welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Just want to make a quick announcement to you all. Listen, we are coming to you every day with topics of interest to you all, whether it's financial, mental, physical, spiritual, or social solutions for men. This is the place to be. You can follow us on our website at www.tbgmen.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you are listening every day, let me tell you something. Right now, you can scroll down on your phone and you can donate to the podcast show. We always need donations. It helps us continue the show and also reach out to some of the men who need us the most. So you can click that link right there in the show notes and it'll take you to a page where you can add your donation to us. And we greatly appreciate all the help that you do, whether you donate or you're sharing the podcast with someone else. It's always beneficial to us. So thank you all very much for that. Hey guys, today we're talking about ways to reduce your drinking. Now, we know the holidays are around the corner, and as always, with every holiday season, you're going to see an increase in the amount of liquor and alcohol commercials that are out there on TV, on the internet, and everywhere else. And right after the holidays, you're going to have, Super Bowl and things like that. That's right around the corner, and so drinking will be a thing that a lot of people are getting into as the cold weather sets in and things like that. But it's one thing to enjoy yourselves, and then some people are able to do it, but there are some other individuals who may very well need to take a break or reduce the amount of alcohol consumption in their lives. So these are some hacks that can help you kind of reduce the amount of alcohol that you may be consuming. So once you've decided to make that change, that I drink a little too much, whether it's like, you know, you may be on the cusp of diabetes, or you're trying to manage your weight, you may have had an issue where you made some bad decisions that might be attributed to alcohol use or misuse. You could have just maybe felt like you were being sluggish and you needed to make a change. There are a number of helpful strategies that can help you commit to those changes, make those changes. They don't need to be difficult. Cutting back on drinking can be simple if you approach it the right way. So one of the first things that you want to do is try to keep a log for yourself. No matter what your goals are, start out by keeping a log. You want to be able to chart when and how much you're drinking. That alone sometimes is enough to get people to cut back. Writing down each drink will help you stay accountable no matter your goals. And it can be helpful to take a look at your habits over time. Now, I know a lot of you guys are thinking, what, man, I got to walk around with a log to keep track of my drinking. No, believe it or not, you can actually just log that stuff right on your phone, right? You don't have to have an actual journal to do it. Some people prefer that. That's not necessary because just about everybody's keeping stuff in their phones these days. The second thing that you can do is, get you some sobriety buddies. Connecting with others who are working to engage more mindfully with alcohol can build accountability into your own routine, and it can help you stay motivated. This type of support can come from a friend or from a partner or from a much larger group. Now, thanks to the rising popularity of the so-called sober curious movement, finding a community that resonates with you doesn't have to be intimidating. Apps with digital communities like SoberGrid or Lucid can be great places to start. But to really step outside your comfort zone, consider looking for a trendy sober bar in your area where you can enjoy a zero-proof cocktail or wine or champagne, right? They're making these things now, and you can chat with people in a less formal and structured setting. For structured in-person groups focused on sobriety, check out a list of the resources available where you can look up stuff. Like on one website, it's NIAAA's Rethinking Drinking website, right? The third thing to do is drink water. Drink water, drink water. Hey, look, that is the number one tool for fighting the urge to drink, believe it or not. It's water. Stay hydrated. A lot of you guys know that alcohol is a diuretic, right? It means that, you're going to go to the bathroom, right? It also means that even though it's a beverage, your body becomes more dehydrated as you consume it. Because of this, the best way to neutralize negative impacts of drinking, both short-term like a hangover or long-term like sleeping issues, is to load your body back up with water. This is an especially helpful tip if you tend to turn to alcohol when you're upset or like you're in a funk, right? Dehydration itself can cause mild cognitive impairment, which means that even after drinking has worn off, its after effects can have you craving more if you don't rehydrate. Now, the fourth thing is this. Remember, one drink is really all you need. What about those moments where you're really craving a second drink? You told yourself you wouldn't have it, though, right? It's important to remind yourself that the benefits you might be looking for, like relaxation or relieving some tension, are pretty much maxed out with the first drink. In terms of unwinding, two doesn't double what one drink does, and four doesn't quadruple, okay? It's easy to end up chasing this relaxation like a gambler chasing their losses, and it really doesn't work out so well. And the fifth thing that you want to do is recognize the benefits of cutting back. Don't forget to track the positives as they come. Once you've made a change, if your interaction with your kids or, you know, with your wife, is better, then that's telling you something. Holding on to those moments where you feel your best can help you strengthen your willpower for when you need it the most. So those are five ways to really cut back on your drinking, to get a handle on it, to take a look at it. You know, it's not about going cold turkey for you guys don't have like severe misuse and abuse issues. It's just some stuff you want to think about. Now, let me add this thing to you all. If you know or suspect that you are an alcoholic, that you have a major problem drinking, please reach out to an addictions counselor or therapist who can help you with that. And there are a number of places that you can call. Just get on the phone and call. And now in these days, forget about calling. You can actually just do Zoom or web conference with somebody, and they'll help you assess kind of what you got going on in your life. So, you know, keep that in mind, okay, guys? But please be safe with your drinking, all right? And especially you you guys who are older. You know, alcohol begins to have a different impact on you as you enter into middle age and beyond. You know, those kidneys and the liver, man, they've already taken a beating. And so you've got to be mindful of how you're treating your body. So, guys, just wanted to share that with you all. Be well, and we'll talk to you soon.